Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Daily Tip starts right now on the BetMGM Network. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. And over the next hour, we'll do a bunch of football, but we'll sprinkle in a little bit of some other sports as well, because baseball is still very much going on. And maybe we need to sell you on it, but there is a great race for MVP right now between Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge. And in the WNBA, which I know some people have, you know, left by the wayside once Caitlin Clark got hurt, but Asia Wilson is having a historic season. We'll cover that in this segment. And then at 7:20, we go on to our daily baseball bets. Because listen, we don't have football tonight, so you need to bet on something. So we got you covered there. At 7:40, it's a teaser Tuesday here on the show, which means I'll give you the teaser leg options in the NFL this week. There's several of them. It's all next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. All right, Jenks. So I think that the tough part of this show is that when you have a very strong opinion on something, and then the season goes on, you think, I think I've changed my mind. Sure. And I think people love to point to your past opinions and be like, you're flip-flopping. No, things have changed. I have learned new information, and now I am changing my opinion based on that. Because honestly, I feel like it'd be worse if you just stuck to your guns and be like, I'm not changing anything. I feel like that's a better way to be than just saying, well, I don't want to be a flip-flopper. No, new information was added to the mix, so I'm changing my opinion.
Oh, 1,000%. You can't have, I mean, you can have the same opinion you've always had, but then you ignore new information, whether it's sports, politics, weather, news, your family, your relationships. I mean, things are constantly evolving and changing, and so a year from now, when you have all of this new information and things have changed, it's only smart to say, oh, things aren't like they used to be. How does this affect how I feel? Am I just going to stick to what I've always believed? And sometimes that's the case. Or are you going to say, wow, this is, I've got all this new information. How do I feel about it? How am I going to process it? It's like, you know, if a team starts 0-2 in the NFL and you're like, this team sucks, or 0-3, I'm like, this team's terrible. And then they run off 12 straight wins and they win the division and then they end up going and making the playoffs, are you going to stick with the same opinion that you had after they were 0-3? This team sucks. Like, well, they actually don't. I don't know if you are aware of this, but things have happened since you formed that opinion. So I think that's a smart way to go about things.
Right. And like, narratives are made to be changed as well, because like, we've seen so many narratives in sports about like guys who can't win the big one. Like, wasn't this like placed on Andy Reid for a long time? Like, look at how many Super Bowls he's won now.
Yeah.
So, like, it's one of those things where, like, and, you know, when it comes to championship-level teams, there's always going to be a year before where, like, maybe it takes them another year, but eventually they will get there. And, like, even in golf, like, Tommy Fleetwood finally won, you know, a major. So, like, that was a big deal for him. So it's one of those things that I feel like this is a quality that I think I wish more people had, because I think this is part of the problem of like some of the discourse in our country right now. But like, limiting it to sports Here's the opinion that I have changed on Jenks.
Okay.
And it's the fact that I do think Cal Raleigh deserves to be MVP this year. And I know it's September 23rd, and you're like, wow, you've taken this entire time, and now you're jumping on the bandwagon? But, like, we only have three games left, and it's wild to me that Cal Raleigh of the Mariners is still even money to win the MVP. And Aaron Judge is your favorite at minus 145, and you can make a good case for him because the guy has just been a hitting machine this year. Hitting 326 in the big leagues is an absolute monster deal. The fact that his OPS is over 1,000, you know, he's best hitter in baseball. But I think what changed the calculus for me is listening to people who have played baseball, and I've had this discussion with my husband, about the defensive value that Cal Raleigh adds to the mix by being a catcher. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of the in-the-weeds things that maybe the casual fan doesn't quite understand. But when it comes to physical demands and mental demands, too, because you're calling a game, being a catcher is really, really tough, especially doing it the entire season. Like, even from somebody who doesn't even play baseball, imagine squatting an entire baseball game. Oh. It is physically challenging. And this is why his quads and his dumper is so big, because his legs are just so strong. So when you add this defensive value to your team as a catcher, and your team is also going to win the division, which is a story in itself, you add narratives in, you add storylines, I think that sweetens the pot for some of these writers. I do think Cal Raleigh deserves to win the MVP this year.
I agree. And I also think that this is when you can't put something on paper and you can't measure it. Hasn't Cal Raleigh just been the catalyst for everything Seattle has done because of how he sort of inspires everyone around him to elevate their level of play because he's doing something that has never been done? Like, that's the thing. He broke the team record for home runs set by Ken Griffey Jr. He broke the switch hitting home runs record set by Mickey Mantle. He plays a position that is different from Aaron Judge's. So if you're just looking at the stats, you're not seeing the full scope of what Cal Raleigh has done, and the Mariners are also playing great ball, and there's such a great narrative there too. So I feel like if you're comparing the two and it's close, it's going to go to Cal Raleigh, and you're getting a better price, so I'd be on it.
Well, and also there's a chance that Cal Raleigh catches Aaron Judge, you know, for 60 mm-hmm. home runs in a season. Like, he's sitting at 58 right now, and they play some teams that like, obviously any team can give up home runs. But I'm just saying it's within the realm of possibility. So anytime you have like a historic season, obviously that goes in your favor. Maybe there's going to be some voter fatigue. And I will say this, of all the writers and all the people who like vote on awards, I do think baseball writers are very informed. And like, mm-hmm. think about the Baseball Hall of Fame. Like, this is the most curmudgeon group of people who like are, you know, sticklers to the rules and sticklers to, you know, having these numbers that fly off the page. So like, as opposed to like the AP voters in college football, I do think that like baseball writers will see that playing catcher and doing this at the same time is a huge deal, especially when Aaron Judge was DHing half of the season just mm-hmm. because he was injured.
Well, you have to take that into effect. Like, there's no question that being a DH is easier than squatting for 9 innings a game. There's just no question that that just takes more of a toll on your body. So when you look at the numbers, it's just not an apples to apples comparison, and it's easy to do. I mean, statistics can tell all sorts of different stories, and sometimes they can sort of lie to you. And it's not to say that Aaron Judge hasn't had an amazing MVP caliber season. He certainly mm-hmm. has, but you can't ignore Cal Raleigh's position, nor, you know, the effect that he's had on the Mariners, which I think is more of an effect because he's broken so many records and because what he's done has been so unexpected.
Yeah, it looks like we've had some line movement overnight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Cal Raleigh is now minus 120. He is now your favorite, but I think it's still a good bet. Because again, we have 3 days left in the regular season. And it just feels like this is the year of Big Dumper. Like, that's what it feels like to me. So Aaron Judge has had a very, very good season. And again, the batting average, you know, is incredible. But the fact that the Mariners are probably going to win the division, I think goes into it as well. It should be noted that MVPs have won this award, even if their team has been terrible. But again, I just think it goes into the narratives. And at the end of the day, these are still writers, and I still think they love a good storyline. So I do think, you know, Cal Raleigh is going to get it done, and I will be rooting for him. All right, so I think people need to be kept abreast of what's going on in baseball, because right now as we sit, there's like some crazy scenarios. Jenks, if the postseason ended today, the Astros and the Mets would be out of the postseason. Like, can you imagine a postseason without the Astros?
No, it's wild. And what we're talking about, it was just, it's amazing how quickly baseball can change, which is part of the fun. But it was only like a month ago we were talking about, well, here are the Astros. Looks like they're headed towards the postseason. They've got all of that postseason experience. And now that has completely been turned on its head. We're seeing the Mets, like you talked about, the Tigers as well. Maybe.
Oh,
I mean, that's been a collapse for
ages. We gotta talk about
the
Tigers.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this for a second?
Sure.
Okay, the Tigers are 1-9 in their last 10. They now have a one-game lead over the Cleveland Guardians, who, on the reverse, are 9-1 over their last 10 games. Did you see this collapse coming? Like, I can't believe my eyes, Jenks.
No, not at all. This will be, if this happens, this will be a historic collapse. Like, we've never seen a collapse like this in modern baseball, if it happens. Right? Didn't they have a 15.5 game lead in the division? Like, they were going to run away with this thing. And now, I mean, you talk about, I mean, this is how this happens, right? The Tigers, ice cold. They're not hitting like they used to. The Guardians are red hot. They play today, which is going to be a crazy game. I mean, it's going to be a huge game for a regular season battle. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but things are not trending well for Detroit, that's for sure.
No. And we're going to talk about our baseball bets next segment. That's going to be a big storyline, because I think Tariq Skubal is starting, if I'm remembering off the top of my head. There has never been a bigger spot for him. And I know this is a regular season game, but like, you got to put your team on your back, and that offense has to produce. But it's really hard. You have these teams that are like red hot at the end of September, and like, that's how you want to end the season, because baseball is one of those sports where it's just, you know, a game of streaks. The Reds, a team that I didn't think was going to be relevant, have now won 5 in a row to hold a wild card spot. Jenks, I'm not going to lie, I have not been paying attention to the Reds too much this year, just because I thought they were totally out of it. But they swept the Cubs en route to reading 5 in a row, and now they're in the driver's seat for the final wild card spot in the National League.
Yeah.
Currently tied for the Mets. With the Mets, I believe. But like, again, if the season ends today, the Mets must have the tiebreaker, because I looked at like if the postseason ended today bracket earlier today on MLB.com. But it's wild to me how some of these teams just get hot down the stretch, and like, no lead feels safe in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I looked at the rundown. I was like, wait, the Reds are doing this? Are you serious? But then Spencer Steer has been on one. Like, in his last 4 games, he has 4 home runs and 10 RBI. Their starting pitching has really come alive. Andrew Abbott is a guy that we bet on a lot this season, but now Hunter Green and Nick Lodolo are also pitching better than they did early in the year. Ellie De La Cruz has come on. So, yeah, this Reds team, out of nowhere, has become a real threat. And it's crazy for them, too, because they have not won a playoff game since 2012. They have not won a playoff series since 1995. So this has been a long time coming for Cincinnati. I think they played the Braves, I think, in 2020 and got added in because they sort of adjusted the COVID rules but didn't do anything in that series. So if this happens, this would be massive for Cincinnati.
Yeah, and the city in general. Like, think about, like, the vibes in Cincinnati right now without Joe Burrow. So it would be nice if, you know, the Reds gave him something to root for. All right, Jenk, so you gave a nice little shout-out to Asia Wilson on Monday for Monday MVP, as she has won her fourth WNBA MVP award, her second MVP in a row. She's the first player in WNBA history to win the MVP four times, along with Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, and Lauren Jackson. So I know people love to talk about Caitlin Clark and, like, the new players and even Paige Beckers, but, like, what Asia Wilson is doing is flat-out historic.
Oh, it's been incredible. And, you know, I kind of feel bad for her because, you know, even if you want to disagree, you can't deny that Caitlin Clark moves the needle. She just does. And once she was ruled out for the season, a lot of people quit paying attention. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just saying that's sort of what we've seen. I mean, look around. Have we talked about the WNBA as much? Do you see national outlets, local outlets talking about the WNBA as much? No. You don't. It's not personal. Paige Beckers has been awesome. You're right about that. She's the rookie of the year. And Asia Wilson just deserves all of her flowers because, man, what she has done has just been dominant. No one has ever done this. And she's joining, I mean, royalty. When you look at the three players who have won this before, Lauren Jackson, Lisa Leslie, Cheryl Swoops back in the day, and she just keeps putting up these monster numbers. And as I said yesterday, not only this, she's also the co-defensive player of the year. So when you talk about complete players, this is about as good as it gets. And also the Aces went on an incredible winning streak to finish the season. They just escaped the storm, but now they're on to the next round. They absolutely could win another WNBA title. Becky Hammon, we have it right here in the rundown, said this: there's no Mount Rushmore talking about Asia Wilson. You are the only one. You're Everest. And you know what? Becky Hammon is right.
Yeah, she's right, but I will say this. Asia Wilson needs to compartmentalize right now because the Aces are down a game to the Indiana Fever, who don't have Caitlin Clark and don't have Sophie Cunningham. Kelsey Mitchell went absolutely off in game one, but I think that's the tough part for athletes is that you can't dwell on your accomplishments while the season is still going on. I'm not saying Asia Wilson is. I'm just saying they can't discount the Fever like everybody else has because they're giving them a series so far.
Oh, yeah. And also, it's, you know, she needs some help because she's been the one consistent performer. Now it's time for everyone else in that roster to step up. And the Fever, you know, just quietly, nobody's paying attention to Indiana. They got past the first round. Here they are again against the Aces, up 1-0. They're playing really well.
Absolutely. All right, so as we mentioned, huge game today between the Tigers and the Guardians. We tell you how to bet it with Tariq Skubal on the mound. That's next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.